Grammys, Grammys, Grammys. They were this Sunday. Alex, did you catch the Grammys?
Oh, yeah. Stayed up all night, made some microwaved corn, didn't change clothes all day, saw the whole thing.
Sounds like you liked them. Did you catch the Temple University nomination?
You know what? I missed that when I got up to use the bathroom, and I didn't have a seat filler to fill me in when I got back. But I heard they won, well, didn't win, but got nominated for 2 Grammys.
Two. Not one, but 2. Temple's very own Boyer College of Music and Dance was nominated in the Best Instrumental Composition and Best Arrangement or Acapella categories.
I walk by that building every day, man. It's crazy to think that, you know, somebody local actually made it all the way to Hollywood.
Absolutely wild. I mean, more than 90 musicians came together and they played a piece called Love, a Beautiful Force, which was written by 6-time Grammy Award-winning composer and arranger Vince Mendoza.
You know what else is a beautiful force? Constant Renaissance. And it's a new work featuring trumpeter Terrell Stafford and an alto saxophonist, Dick Oates.
Wow.
That's a beautiful force.
They're part of the Temple Jazz Band, and they were the ones who got those double nominations. Man, I would have loved to be nominated for a Grammy, but I think it's out of my career path at this point.
Well, it's too bad they lost to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge Symphonic Suite, but, you know, what does Spielberg and Associates not sweep every year anyways?
It's hard to compete with Star Wars. Disney.
Can't die.
Huge juggernaut.
Won't let it go.
Yeah. So I heard you talking about something in there about a seat saver? What is a seat saver?
Yeah, I wish I had one of those at home, but, you know, apparently they're pretty disposable on the West Coast. So a British seat filler was mistaken for Billie Eilish's grandfather at the Grammys.
Her grandfather?
Yeah, some old guy from the UK. Apparently there's some sort of raffle where you can win a seat at the Grammys, just filling in for famous people because you look famous.
I would love that. I would get dressed up. I'd pretend to be someone famous.
Yeah, I'd see if I could, you know, get a good seat, you know, like next to Madonna or something.
Yeah, I mean, so people were getting tricked by this British grandfather, or not grandfather. They thought he was the grandfather of Billie Eilish.
Yeah, Terry George is just some lucky guy from Leeds.
Wow. What a story. Good 15 minutes of fame for that guy.
In an unfortunately somber moment for the Grammys, at the end of Lizzo's performance of her songs 'Cause I Love You and Truth Hurts, she declared, "Tonight is for Kobe." Lizzo was followed by Alicia Keys, the show's host, who took a moment as the ceremony got underway to reflect on the Bryant family.
Yeah, man, it was a sad day. Alicia Keys also collaborated with Boyz II Men, and they sung "It's So Hard to Say Goodbye." And the event was in the Staples Center, so that made it even more, you know, memorable and appreciative because Kobe was a Laker, obviously, and mm-hmm. he was one of the greatest to ever play. So RIP to Kobe Bryant.
More coming up soon about the Kobe helicopter incident on TU Sports. Thanks for listening.